Chapter 19, The Inventing Room, Everlasting Gobstoppers and Hair Toffee. When Mr. Wonka shouted, "Stop the boat," the Oompa Loompas jammed their oars into the river and backed water furiously. The boat stopped. The Oompa Loompas guided the boat alongside the red door. On the door it said, "Inventing Room. Private. Keep out." Mr. Wonka took a key from his pocket, leaned over the side of the boat, and put the key in the keyhole. "This is the most important room in the entire factory," he said. "All of my most secret new inventions are cooking and simmering in here. Old Fickleburger would love to get his front teeth, would give his front teeth to be allowed inside just for 3 minutes. So would Proudnose and Slugworth, and all the other rotten chocolate makers. And now, listen to me. I want no messing about when you go in. No touching, no meddling, and no tasting. Is that agreed?" "Yes, yes," the children cried. "We won't touch a thing." Up to now, Mr. Wonka said, "Nobody else, not even an Oompa Loompa, has ever been allowed in here." He opened the door and stepped out of the boat and into the room. The four children and their parents all scrambled after him. "Don't touch," shouted Mr. Wonka, "and don't knock anything over." Charlie Bucket stared around the gigantic room in which he now found himself. The place was like a witch's kitchen. All about him, black metal pots were boiling and bubbling on huge stoves, and kettles were hissing and pans were sizzling, and strange iron machines were clanking and sputtering, and there were pipes running all over the ceilings and walls. The whole place was filled with smoke and steam and delicious, rich smells. Mr. Wonka himself had suddenly become even more excited than usual, and anyone could see that this was the room he loved most of all. He was hopping among the saucepans and machines like a child among Christmas presents, not knowing which thing to look at first. He lifted the lid from a huge pot and took a sniff. Then he rushed over and dipped a finger into a barrel of sticky yellow stuff and had a taste. Then he skipped across to one of the machines and turned half a dozen knobs this way and that. Then he peered anxiously through the glass door of a gigantic oven, rubbing his hands and crackling with delight at what he saw inside. Then he ran over to another machine, a small shiny affair that kept going, put 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 put. And every time it went, put put put, he put a large green marble dropped out of it into a basket onto the floor. At least it looked like a marble. "Everlasting gobstoppers," cried Mr. Wonka proudly. "They're completely new. I'm vending them for children who are given very little pocket money. You can put an everlasting gobstopper in your mouth and can suck and suck and suck and suck and suck it till it will never get any smaller." "It's like gum," cried Violet Beauregard. "It's not like gum," Mr. Wonka said. "Gum is for chewing. And if you tried chewing one of these gobstoppers here, you'd break your teeth off. But they taste terrific, and they change color once a week. And they never get any smaller. They never disappear. Never. At least, I don't think they do. There's one of them being tested this very moment in the testing room next door, and Oompa Loompa is sucking it. He's been sucking it for nearly a year now, without stopping. And it's still just as good as ever. Now over here," Mr. Wonka went on, skipping excitedly across the room to the opposite wall. "Over here, I am inventing a completely new line of toffees." He stopped beside a large saucepan. The saucepan was full of gooey, purplish treacle, boiling and bubbling. By standing on his toes, little Charlie could see just inside of it. "That's hair toffee," cried Mr. Wonka. "You eat just one tiny bit of it, and in exactly half an hour, a brand new, luscious, thick, silty, beautiful crop of hair will start growing out all over the top of your head. And a mustache. And a beard." "A beard?" cried Veruca Salt. "Who wants a beard, for heaven's sakes?" "It would suit you very well," said Mr. Wonka. "But unfortunately, the mixture is not quite right yet. I've got it too strong. It works too well. I tried it on an Oompa Loompa yesterday in the testing room, and immediately A huge beard started shooting out of his chin, and the beard grew so fast that soon it was trailing all over the floor in the thick, hairy carpet. It was growing faster than we could cut it. In the end, we had to use a lawnmower to keep it in check. But I'll get the mixture right soon. And when I do, then there'll be no excuse for any more. There'll be no excuse anymore for little boys and girls going about with bald heads. But Mr. Wonka, said Mike TV, little boys and girls never do a go about with. Don't argue with me, my dear child. Please don't argue, cried Mr. Wonka. It's such a waste of precious time. Now over here, if you will, I'll step this way. I will show you something that I am terrifically proud of. Oh, do be careful. Don't knock anything over. Stand back.